This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Acts chapter 17, Leroy shares a simple but dynamic secret of a powerful ministry for Jesus Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
What was it that made the apostles of Jesus Christ so powerful in their ministry and so effective in their witness? Was there any practice that seemed to be common among them, that they repeated over and over? Was there anything they did that was habitual, indicating it was a part of the foundation undergirding their lives and their ministries? I believe we find one of the keys to their spiritual effectiveness in Acts chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. They came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, that is, as was his custom, as he usually did, reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. The Amplified Bible includes the words explaining them and quoting passages. Here we find Paul quoting, expounding, and explaining the Scriptures. The Bible was absolutely fundamental, indispensable to his witness for Christ. Now think with me for a moment. Before you can quote the Bible, what must you do? Well, of course, you must memorize it. If you take the time and discipline to memorize the Word, when the opportunity arises, you can quote the Scriptures and help others understand the Gospel. I think of a young sailor that I met in San Diego a number of years ago. He was just an ordinary enlisted man, but he had an extraordinary commitment to memorizing the Bible and sharing it with others. And he won more men to Christ on his ship than anyone else. Among the early apostles, memorizing the Old Testament Scriptures was a standard practice. They knew the Word of God, and when opportunity arose for witness, they were ready. Remember Peter's great opportunity on the day of Pentecost? There he was, out in the middle of the street with no Bible, no sermon notes, but a heart filled with the Word of God. And he began his sermon by quoting from memory the Old Testament prophet Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. And God used Peter's preaching to bring thousands of people into the kingdom. Christian, could you have quoted that passage? Of course you could, if you'd taken the time as Peter had to memorize it. I see a great need for us today to return to this apostolic practice of memorizing the Word of God, and then get started in the vital practice of memorizing key portions of the Bible as you prepare your mind and your heart to speak to others about Christ. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you memorize the Word of God, we want to send you Beginning with Christ. This helpful booklet provides you with the tools you need to begin an exciting journey of Scripture memorization. It's free. Just write and ask for Beginning with Christ. Our address is The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy tells how we can be winners for Christ, even when we don't have the home field advantage. Join us on Daily Discipleship.